W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Can House Speaker Kevin McCarthy make a debt ceiling deal his party will support?
I firmly believe what we're negotiating right now, a majority of Republicans will see that it is a right place to put us on a right path.
The House Speaker, before heading to the White House for an early evening face-to-face with the President for debt ceiling default talks, deadline now a week away. More abortion restrictions, this time in Nebraska, where that state's governor signing a law that bans abortion at 12 weeks, along with ending gender-affirming health care for minors. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has more competition for the job. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott announcing he too is running for the White House. Senator Scott joining a growing number of Republican presidential candidates, including former governors Asa Hutchinson and Nikki Haley. Michigan's now joined 20 other states that have passed red flag gun laws that lets courts remove weapons from those believed to be a danger to themselves and others. This is ABC News. Ride-sharing company Uber launching a new service for teens in several major cities.
Help for parents with children who need separate transportation. Uber is testing a new feature allowing teens to have their own Uber rides. Parents and guardians in 28 cities in the U.S. and Canada create a family profile and then add their teens between 13 and 17 years old to their accounts. Ruth Stern, an Arizona mother of two, testing it out on ABC's Good Morning America.
I could get my child home safely from a location and still be with my other child.
Uber partnered with the nonprofit Safe Kids Worldwide to address safety concerns, including background checks on drivers and PIN numbers that make sure teens are getting into the right Uber car. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
An Idaho judge entering a not guilty plea on Brian Kohlberger's behalf, suspects in the murders of four college students, was in court today. Mixed numbers today on Wall Street as investors await a debt ceiling deal. The Dow was down 140 points, but NASDAQ up 62, the S&P virtually unchanged. Andy Field, ABC News.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. A Burlington teenager is dead after being struck by a train Sunday afternoon. Officials say Jack Myers was riding his bike when he disregarded warning cross signals and tried to cross the tracks anyway, at which point he was hit by the train. Myers was a junior at Burlington High School. The department is working with Canadian National on the investigation. A plan being considered would remove a section of Interstate 794 and replace it with a service street is getting pushback from South Milwaukee, Cudahy, and St. Francis. The communities say the change would significantly increase traffic times and also mean the loss of a Milwaukee Transit System freeway flyer route. Milwaukee's downtown 2040 comprehensive plan includes possible future plans to demolish a part of the freeway along Clybourne Street between Lincoln Memorial Drive and 6th Street. The project would add surface-level street ramps. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Great to listen to while having a Linies and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I'm calling this the Thank God It's Monday edition. How you doing, little buddy?
Wow. Hey, man. I'm doing fantastic. Great to see you on this gorgeous Monday here in Milwaukee. Evan, working the board, our fair audience, another wonderful week coming up to the holiday weekend, man. I am stoked.
I don't know why we're always so thankful for the weekends. I do a hell of a lot of yard work and cleaning and stuff, man.
Yeah, you got to keep moving, man. Keep moving, Crudy.
I did. I'm showing my age. I feel my stiffness in my back mostly.
Yeah.
Did some mulching, thatching.
Yeah, man. Now, did you go get the bags of mulch or did you get like some delivered?
Oh, no. Crudy carried the mulch. In fact, I bought a new dolly at the store just to make it easier to get it from the car to the backyard. But, you know, my wife's accumulating stuff for the garage, apparently, so I thought she could use the dolly at the house.
Well, you got a lot of room in that garage. You don't need a car, man. You got the dolly.
18 bags of mulch, 5 bags of soil, and a stiff back, Dom. And I didn't even do most of the work. Saturday, my wife's out there working her ass off. She, at no point did she state an intent to do lawn work on Saturday. And by Sunday night, she's bragging, yeah, I did like 22 hours of lawn work. I'm like, who asked you to? I mean, my neighbor, Ken and Claudia, they were out in the yard yesterday, and they're like, well, apparently she caught you, because then Sunday I got stuck doing my share of lawn work. And I said, yeah, Saturday I was actually cleaning the inside of the house, you know, trying to be domesticated because I'm watching my wife work outside and I wanted no part. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, man, washing some dishes doesn't seem like a half bad job right about now.
She looks like she's working pretty hard out there. Go, hon.
Yard work.
Well, it's a beautiful weekend, though, man. I mean, you don't mind doing a little work when it's sunny and 75 out, do you?
I always mind doing a little work, Tom. Inherently lazy. Lazy. You know, in terms of physical, laborious.
Physically, not mentally, physically.
You don't see any calluses in these hands.
No, you have such soft, smooth hands, man. You and Trump, very soft.
At least they're not small like yours. Dom, let's talk about the working men and women right here in the great state of Wisconsin. You know, there's some great news out. And I'd like to go to the reporting at the Wisconsin Examiner, Eric Gunn. Construction, manufacturing helped drive record job growth, reduce unemployment in April. Well, we're now into May, but, you know, it's a trailing thing. So for the second consecutive month, Wisconsin broke new records in April for low unemployment and new job creation, the state labor department reported Thursday. That was under Governor Scott Walker, right?
Yeah, 200,000 jobs, at least. That's the floor. The minimum. Oh, wait, wait.
250,000 jobs.
Oh, 250. Oh, my apologies.
Didn't get there in 8 years. This is a new job record for the state, said Dennis Winters, chief economist for the Department of Workforce Development. That's under Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
Yes, the Democratic governor.
It's amazing how that works.
Weird.
The state counted more than 3 million jobs in April, a gain of 51,500 from a year ago, and 9,600 jobs ahead of the number recorded at the peak in the early 2020, just before the COVID-19 pandemic. So we are at peak jobs in the state of Wisconsin's history.
We gained everything back.
Most reported jobs. We've beyond COVID. More than 2.6 million of the jobs in April were in the private sector, 41,900 more than a year ago. So again, also very good. Wisconsin counted 12,200 people employed in April, an increase of over 14,000 over March, 14,000 in a month. I mean, Scott Walker had years where we didn't gain 14,000 jobs in the state of Wisconsin. The unemployment rate dropped to 2.4% in April. I've never heard of a 2.4 unemployment rate on a statewide. That is also a new low, Winter said, and a percentage point below the U.S. unemployment rate of 3.4. We're 30% below the national unemployment rate. The state recorded 72,900 people unemployed and looking for work, another new low. It's the lowest unemployed number of Wisconsinites also. We expect the unemployment rate to remain low, Winter said. Jobs appear plentiful and employers continue to hire. Well, until Republicans blow up the economy, Dom.
Well, we'll wait and see what happens there. More from Eric Gunn at the Wisconsin Examiner. Wisconsin's labor force participation rate, a measure of how much of the population over 16 is working or looking for work, has reached 64.8%, which is a 2.2 percentage points over the rate for the U.S. as a whole. Employment, unemployment, and participation in the labor force data come from household surveys. We know all this. April job growth took place in virtually all sectors, according to the DWD. Manufacturing gained 5,700 compared to April of 22. Construction was up 4,700 and retail up 7,700. Health services up 8,900. Leisure and hospitality up 8,200 all over the 12-month period. While housing has hit a bit of slack after an extended growth period in Wisconsin, Winters said he expects construction employment in particular to stay strong for highways and other projects supported by expanded federal infrastructure spending. Well, we'll see if that continues. Initial unemployment insurance claims as well as continuing claims are also record lows, Winters said. If people are losing their job, they're laid off or leaving, they're getting rehired at historically rapid rate. I mean, I don't know how an employment report could get much better than this. Since the employment rebound after the initial job crash early in the pandemic, Department of Workforce Development has repeatedly pointed to an aging Wisconsin population as a looming hurdle for the state when it comes to helping employers fill job openings. In the near term, Winters said, older workers are staying in the workforce and a number of younger workers in their late teens are entering the workforce, further boosting labor participation. The underlying work challenge remains demographic. Simply, baby boomers aging out of the workforce. This is true for every occupation in all geographies.
Dominic, I wanted to point out, I've got two teenagers who have both entered the workforce. One's still in high school. He's working during the school year. The other one, now he's off college for the summer. They got him back working again. Everybody in my household is working. But the one thing I think that Republicans continue to ignore, and I know that this is broadly the story of the state of Wisconsin. But Republicans, they bemoan the lack of workers here, right? But they wonder where...
Let's get the 14-year-olds to serve some liquor, right?
But what happened to the 20-somethings? My daughter doesn't live in the state of Wisconsin anymore. And I cannot imagine she's going to return to the state as long as we have, what, anti-abortion policies where abortion is banned, if she does not have control over her reproductive health, why in the hell would she want to live here?
Right.
How about prohibition on marijuana? I mean, I know it's been an issue for us since college. We've been harking about it on the radio for more than a decade.
Early innovators.
But if we didn't have the benefit of white privilege and, you know, just a complete disregard for whatever laws are on the books currently, you know, this could really cramp a guy's style.
Right.
But if I was a young person, I had these sort of decisions to make, why would I go to a state that doesn't expand Medicaid, doesn't believe in mass transit or investment in infrastructure, continues to make decisions that are contrary to what's in the best interest of their constituents? And it's really just what, about giving big donors tax cuts? Because that's all these Republicans are left with, playing Santa Claus for rich people that didn't really need the benefit.
But why would the kids donate to the campaigns? You got to serve your clientele.
But why would the kids stay in Wisconsin? Why would they stay on the farm?
For the weather.
Yeah, that must be it. The great, great weather, Dom.
Eric Gunn wraps up at the Wisconsin Examiner, specifically regarding the baby boomers aging out. In response, the state continues to focus on opportunities for people who have been overlooked as potential workers and for whom the state has programs that we're trying to do to bring all these folks back in. Acknowledging it's a favorite phrase of his when describing Wisconsin's task, Winters added, "We need everybody we can find and everybody trained up to the max and get them employed and continue to fill the jobs that employers are looking for and keep the economy growing." Eric Gunn reporting at the Wisconsin Examiner.
Yeah, but they're anti-immigrant. Not talking about the Department of Workforce Development. Of course, the legislative Republicans in charge are anti-immigrant. So we're not expanding our labor pool from outside sources. And then the kids that go to high school and graduate successfully, well, they get the hell out, many of them. I mean, we already saw a migration of so many qualified state people. Remember when Scott Walker in the Act 10? And he went after the unions, and he went after the labor and the teachers, and he villainized them. And some people said, you know what? I'm getting the hell out. And we lost a lot of good Wisconsinites. Some of them still call me. I got friends. They used to live here, but they don't anymore. Yeah. There are Badger expatriates, especially all across the warm parts of the nation. They moved out. And the kids, they continue to move out because there's very little to keep them here. And the unemployment rate, that's great. But we're going to struggle to grow this economy if we can't find a labor force. And if Republican policies continue to chase the best and the brightest away. I wish I could invite Kelsey back. Why would she stay? Why would she stay? I would discourage her from living in this state. I mean, I saw Latinos are beginning to question whether or not they want to live in the state of Florida or the state of Texas because it's getting downright, you know, let's just say not friendly to live there for them anymore. Well, it's the same way for the kids.
That's one way to put it. The NAACP put out a travel advisory for Florida, the state of Florida, with lots of liberal cities in it. I know the mayor of Tampa had something to say about that. I'm sure the people in Key West don't see themselves as conservative as much as DeSantis. I mean, you've been down to Key West, Cody. You've been there, man. You know what a party it is.
Why would any young woman ever come to the state of Wisconsin if she doesn't control her own body while she resides here?
Because Robin Voss knows better. Just listen to Papa Voss. He'll tell you what to do.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Listen to Papa Dom or Crudy. That's it.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 51 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs level off around 80. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 50. Overcast skies. Temperatures a bit below average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the upper 50s to the low 60s. Chance for scattered showers Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 81.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thank you for staying. Do not go. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
My cousin Patrick introduced me to The Clash on Christmas Day, 1982.
Oh, well done.
First time I heard that song. Pretty sure we listened to the whole album. Us young teenagers didn't really appreciate the Christmas vibe going on at the household. So,
well, Clash, I mean, that's a good one to turn to, Michael.
An excellent one. And, Dom, I got some breaking news.
Ooh, what's that?
Green Bay Title Town will host the NFL draft. It's just been announced moments ago. 2025, we at WGBW, because we play out there, Dom, we're in Green Bay right now. Green Bay will host the NFL draft. Talking about a party.
Oh, man, we haven't had a draft party in years. They used to start, we used to do it on a weekend, right? And now they spread it out and started on like a Thursday.
Buddy, it will be a multi-day extravaganza, and it's happening in Green Bay.
Excellent.
And I think we do like a radiothon, man. We stay on the air for like 3 days straight.
Hutch.
Something like that.
All right, we'll talk about it. We'll put it on the calendar.
844-967-2789. Also, I've got all sorts of events. I'm planning out our summer, Dom. I hope you join me for a few of them. I know you're always until you're maybe.
I got to be convinced, man. I got things going on. I got priorities, Crudy.
Well, what about your old stomping grounds? Here's specifically, and
what's
I'd
that?
Love to ask the audience. 844-967-2789. Important events. Now, we've been encouraged to go to, what, the renewable energy event up in Stevens Point. I know Dynamo Dave from Duluth keeps asking. But the EAA, the Experimental Aircraft Show in Oshkosh, I haven't been to that since my kids were young, man.
Yeah, I haven't been there in probably 25 years.
Well, guess what, Tom? I think we're going this year.
Oh, really?
Taking the show on the road down to EAA. I know you like Fridays. Maybe we'll do the Friday going into the big weekend. You come up to Osh Vegas on a Friday, man, and do a show, wouldn't you?
Not too far. Yeah, man. Sure.
So anyways, we'll plan for that.
We got lots to do. Lots to do.
So plan for that, like July 28th. I think that's the Friday.
2789. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'll get to it. But specifically back to the reporting here, we talked about the unemployment rate, record employment, record low unemployment, very high, if not a record participation rate, and record of those who end up getting let go or leave their jobs rehiring in other positions. Now, when's the last time you heard any Republican here in the state of Wisconsin or around the country talk about how great it is that we've had, this low unemployment, record low unemployment, 2.4% unemployment in the state of Wisconsin? Are you kidding me? 3.4% nationwide?
Buddy, if the unemployment rate had been that low in 2016, Scott Walker might have made it to Iowa.
Maybe. He's pretty bland, though. Maybe not. But what do we see? What have we heard? I mean, even most recently, and I heard Tim Scott today. Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina.
Presidential candidate, Tim Scott.
Man,
now
he's in. He is in. And he we'll perhaps get there in more detail, but I want to focus on one of the things he said in his speech. My mama said we could be victims or victors, and she chose victorious. But under President Biden, our nation is retreating away from work and dignity. I think to myself, what are you talking about? I mean, literally, what a BS statement. You have no dignity if you say something like that. Under Biden, we have 3.4% unemployment. State of Wisconsin is 2.4%. So I don't think we're retreating away from work, Mr. Scott. And it brought me right back to the last failed Republican gubernatorial candidate, Tim Michaels. What is it with the Tims? This is what he said. Oh, we got to get people off their couches, get them back to work. We created an entire class of lazy people during COVID. It's time to get them back engaged in our economy and stop sending them the unemployment checks, the COVID subsidy checks, which I know are now gone. What? But they were getting them, and that's how they got lazy. There is not an unemployment rate that a Republican, low enough for a Republican not to try to use it to bash working people. We're at 2.4% in the state of Wisconsin, Republicans. How about attaboy?
Remember when we first started doing this show, Dom, and we had John Boehner, then the Speaker of the House. Where are the jobs? Where are the jobs? That was the question. It was asked during our opening of the Devil's Advocates radio show, old school.
Yeah.
And that was way back when the unemployment rate in the United States, let's see, we started this show in 2011, Dom. The unemployment rate was hovering between 8.8 and 9%, depending on when you think our official start date was. Under Obama, we had what? 75 months of continuous job growth in the United States, to the point where we had to get rid of that stupid, where are the jobs? Because all we had was great job report after great job report. Now, let's not forget, the state of Wisconsin was trailing the nation under much of Scott Walker's reign, because most of his policies went to the benefit of manufacturers, and he was looking for welders constantly. Wisconsin needs welders. That's what he told the people. But the unemployment rate, Dom, when Donald Trump was elected president, if you believe he won, was 4.7%, November of 2016. The unemployment rate, let's just say April of 2020, 14.7%. Of course, there's a little pandemic going on there. But when Trump left office, the unemployment rate was 6.7%. The current unemployment rate under Joe Biden, 3.4%. The unemployment rate in the state of Wisconsin under Tony Evers, 2.4%. When's it going to be Democrats Make Jobs Day up in here?
Right.
Should be every freaking day. But they never acknowledge that, do they, Dom?
No, they do not.
That's why we do a radio show, just to bring these things to your attention. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. Are you feeling better off than you were a year ago? Many of you might say no. We'll see. 844-96-PARTY.
Stop just sending them the unemployment checks, the COVID subsidy checks, which I know are now gone, but they were getting them, and that's how they got lazy.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy set to meet late this afternoon for talks to raise the debt ceiling. McCarthy thinks they can reach an agreement and says they have to do it soon.
We make sure you get 72 hours so everybody can read it. Then you pass it in the House and you send it to the Senate. I think the Senate could probably act faster than I thought in the past, but we're going to need a couple days to write it and to make sure that everyone's able to read it and vote on it.
Treasury Department says the U.S. could default on its debt as soon as June 1st. That's a week from this Thursday. An Idaho judge entered a not guilty plea on Brian Koberger's behalf. Suspect in the murders last year of four college students was arraigned today. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer signing bills that enact red flag laws. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott entering the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis expected to join him later this week. The Dow fell 140 points, the NASDAQ up 63. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. One person is dead after a rash of weekend violence in Milwaukee. 10 other people were wounded, including 3 teenagers. Milwaukee police arrested a couple of suspects. Republicans in Washington are pushing for spending cuts in exchange for helping raise the nation's debt ceiling. Senator Ron Johnson tells Upfront on Channel 12 in Milwaukee the prospect of going into default June 1st is a phony crisis.
We have more than enough revenue coming in to pay for our debt servicing, Social Security, probably Medicare. Now, some of these agencies might have to shut down temporarily, but there's no need for a crisis whatsoever.
On the other hand, Democrat Tammy Baldwin says default would lead to interest rate hikes and cuts to crucial programs. In sports, the Red Hot Astros bring their 7-game winning streak to Milwaukee tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until...
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Back to work. It's Monday, but lawn work is the hardest work. It's the worst work. So I got to tell you, I'm kind of glad to be back at the day job, Dom. Hardly seems like labor at all, hanging out with you on the radio.
You know, I mean, I get the garden and the flower and the vegetable garden and all that, but like the green grass lawn thing is such a friggin' waste. So I did my neighbor and I did, we did the no mow May. I think we were just being a little lazy, right? Got a couple of signs, stuck it up. And then my neighbor, like a couple of days ago, he couldn't take it anymore. Oh, it's just too high, it's too high. So we mowed. I'm like, it's not even end of May yet. So it was nice to have those nice little flowers, green and white, of course, the dandelions, just a beautiful little flowers. Now, they're all weeds, I guess most people would call them. But you know, what is a weed other than a flower that's in the wrong spot?
Dandelions, Dom. Dandelions.
I mean, so what, man? Green and gold, baby. Can't have Packer colors without some dandelions. Now, I have a couple neighbors, a few doors down who are maybe a little more strict on their lawn than I, you know, putting all their chemicals down and got them all nice and trimmed and hedged and just, you know, bright green with
nothing. I don't like those kind of people.
Another, right, so I got a buffer in between them. So it all works out. But the actual lawn itself, man, what a waste of time.
Our neighbors we hung out with did a little, what do you call it, a campfire this weekend. They invited us down. They have this lovely yard. They have beautiful flowers of all different varieties. Like, they spend hours and hours and hours, even their back deck, all that stuff. You know, they got the trellis system and the hot tub and the deck and the bar and the fireplace. So I figured at least we could mow.
Mighty neighborly, are you, Crudy?
I threw $15 on the counter, and I waited to see which teenager would take that. My elder son, apparently feeling a little broker, he did the mowing. There's still long grass lines. You know, like, he didn't even come back and get the rows completely. Like, he tried to see how few rows he could do. Yeah. So there's like, it's like my backyard's got mohawks.
Come on, take that money back. You pay them after the job is done, Curdy.
Yeah, well, if I don't show some cash up front, they won't even make the effort. Not at my house. Dom, you know, and we will get to callers here in just a minute. E-Bone lightly screening you. He'll get to you eventually at 844-967-2789. I found this headline troubling at thehill.com. And I've always been a believer in right track, wrong track, sort of as a polling metric. You know, are we on the right track or are we on the wrong track? Well, according to The Hill, a record share of Americans say they're worse off financially than 1 year earlier.
Mm.
I would say that's a wrong track, Dom. Julia Mueller at TheHill.com reporting a record share of Americans in a new survey from the Federal Reserve Board say they're worse off financially than they were a year earlier. I've been worse off every year I've known you.
That's so not true. Maybe financially up and down, but you're a lucky guy, Curdy.
Yes, it's got nothing to do with you, though. According to the Economic Well-Being of U.S. Households report. Now, this is not Pew surveys. This has not been out there for 100 years, Dom. So when they talk about it's the worst report ever, there's a limited track record here.
Right.
What the report says is 35% of adults who reported they were worse off in 2022 than the year prior is the highest share recorded since the survey first started 9 years ago in 2014. So it's a 9-year survey, worse than 9 years. Doesn't sound quite as bad then. Americans' financial well-being declined markedly between 21 and 22, with the share of adults who said they were doing at least okay financially down 5 points to 73% last year. A release notes this figure is amongst the lowest levels observed since 2016. And 54% of adults said their budgets had been affected a lot by the increased prices in the U.S. And that figure was higher amongst Black adults, Hispanic adults, parents living with children under 18, and people with disabilities. Dom, the share of adults who reported they spent less than their income in the month before taking the survey also fell last year to below the level it had been before the COVID-19 pandemic. A quick statement, a quote, if you will, Dom, the declines in financial well-being across these measures provide an indication of how families were affected by broader economic conditions in 2022, such as inflation and stock market declines. I don't think this is people reacting to stock market declines. I can certainly believe the American people feel worse off when everything at the grocery store feels more expensive. Every time I drive down University Ave in Madison, I'm, look at the Quick Trip. What's the price of gas? Hope I can make it till tomorrow. Maybe I'll get lucky at the gas station lottery.
Oh, maybe it'll go up. But it's lower than it's been, though, right? I mean,
I'm not clear that it is.
The peaks of inflation, we are certainly lower. Come on.
$3.39 a gallon?
No question.
I don't know what you're paying in Milwaukee, but $3.39 a gallon for the cheapest unleaded. I mean, that stuff's half ethanol, as near as I can tell. Still $3.39 a gallon for the cheap stuff.
Which is off its peak from last year, right?
But is not reflected in actual demand. You know what I mean? It'd be different if there was this robust demand for oil. but all we've seen is cuts in supply.
Are you kidding me, man? This is the Memorial Day weekend. You got gas prices are certainly going to go up this weekend.
Oh, and don't forget the summer blend. You got to mix in that summer blend, and then the refineries get backed up, and then the prices go up.
Well, I mean, I take these kinds of things with a little bit of a grain of salt, and I'll tell you why. Number one, obviously, inflation. Big problem. You know, the Republicans, everyone was talking about it during the election. It's subsided to some degree. Still higher than it should be, no doubt about it, but it has a practical impact on people's budgets, no question. But I would submit to you as a reason, one reason. Every mega getting asked this question, every single one of them is going to say, oh yeah, way worse off than I've been. Whether or not that they are or not, the polling, the way that the information is relayed from those asking the questions, I'm not clear that there's good faith out there, right? We had an old producer back in the Heartless Radio days. If he ever got a call, what they do? He'd lie to him. That was the point. You lie to him. You mess with him. You F with him. And I guarantee you, there's not a lot of megas out there. Even if they're better off now than they were 2 years ago, they're not going to say it.
Well, 73% of people still felt like they were doing okay, at least okay. And I think it was like a third of people, which is not even the entirety of the MAGA population, Dom. So while I can certainly appreciate that people answer polls for political reasons, I'd be a little skeptical. Mostly because it's coming from your mouth. 844-967-2789. Let's hear it from somebody else, like Jack from Merrimack. How you been, Jack? Appreciate your patience.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, just peachy keen. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
They got the ferry open?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I like that.
A couple weeks, I think, now.
Nice.
Yeah, so do I. Anyway, two things. First of all, my son just graduated with honors from UW-Eau Claire last weekend.
Congrats.
And thank you. He deserves the congratulations, and he got them from both his mom and me and our partners also. In any case, though, he is decided that in spite of the fact that he has a Wisconsin teaching certification, he will be teaching in, ready for this, Minnesota next year. And he is willing to substitute teach until he can get the official Minnesota certification.
And what was his stated reason, Jack? Why did he say he's going to Minnesota? It's not about a girl, is it, Jack? Because that changes everything, man.
Oh, no. He just didn't want to stay in Wisconsin. He didn't give me any more details than that, but he and I kind of share a little bit of the same political leanings, so it's probable that there's reasons that we both have.
Jack, is that little ice cream stand open next to the ferry? Because that's good enough reason for me to drive up to Lodi right about now.
It probably is, but, you know, I haven't been by there today or in the last week or two, so I don't know for sure.
Well, Jack, please check on that, because it's worth a trip for me. If it's open, I might go for ice cream. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I'll do that, and I'll text you, but don't hold your breath.
Any other thoughts, Jack?
Anyway, I wanted to say about the economy. I read I believe it was March 2023 study from a very, very liberal think tank called the Harvard Business Review. That's the sarcasm there. And they stated a number of things. Basically, the economy is incredibly good. The only negative they said was that inflation is a little higher than they'd like to see it. But they pointed out that, for instance, businesses are not considering laying people off. More people are being hired every month, usually more than expected. Salaries are going up. Business profits are at an all-time high. What a surprise when we're getting this gas price gouging from petroleum companies. I think that this whole debt ceiling thing that the Republicans are doing, they're trying to crash the economy because it is so good. They keep screaming, the economy's terrible, the economy's terrible, but it's incredibly good. And the Republicans would like to see it become terrible, and then they could say, oh, look, Joe Biden caused this. So,
well, Jack, I appreciate your call, and thank you for listening. Again, congrats to the grad. We were cheering against the Trump presidency as well. I'll be honest with you. A bad news day for Donald Trump was a good news day for the devil's advocates, I'd find often. You know, I was certainly rooting against him. I wasn't rooting against the country or the American people. But I was rooting against the orange guy.
Well, and justifiably so, for any number of reasons.
But don't you talked about
over the years, but go ahead.
Those that would lie to the pollsters and say, oh, no, I'm worse off no matter what, because Joe Biden is currently the president. Don't you think we were also guilty, if not you specifically, certainly many of the listeners that would call in, which you're with Crudy for the bad stuff to happen, because we thought he was the embodiment of everything that was wrong with America.
And he remains the embodiment of everything that is wrong with America. But that doesn't mean I'm rooting for him to be a bigger POS tomorrow than he is today. That you know what I'm saying? That's not at all how I looked at it. I'm just looking at the actions of this man, the way he handled the pandemic, the way he misled the entire country, the way he told Bob Woodward, oh, you know, this thing's terrible. It's very contagious. You know, and then it comes out later. Those are the things that I'm very critical of. I couldn't even tell you what his... He couldn't tell you what his economic policy was.
Well, his economic policy was to sue Bob Woodward for $50 million because Bob Woodward made money on his interviews with Donald Trump, and Trump apparently thinks he should also be, you know, compensated. 844-967-2789. That's sort of a strange take, but Trump, he's sort of a self-enriching guy, isn't he?
You think?
Mark from the SAC, welcome back. Ahead, what do you got, Mark?
Yeah, guys. Well, I got to talk firsthand because I was halfway through my chemo in 2020. You know, that's when COVID came in and smacked us between the eyes. So I saw the changes there in the healthcare profession that had to happen because of the lack of PPEs that was existing at that point in time. And I found it, and Dom kind of hit it with Tim Scott out of South Carolina, whining about the politics of resentment. Well, what have we heard from Donald Trump and the maggot crowd that except for resentment the entire time? I mean, they've nothing but resentment from those guys. That it is just remarkable to me that people give them any credit, you know, credulity at all. Because, and you mentioned your daughter out in California there. Well, it's not just abortion and marijuana. It's also the right to have access to female reproductive care. I mean, to actually, are we going to see birth control banned in Wisconsin? Because I think Republicans would like to do that. I mean, they're a minority party as far as the number of people that vote for them. They've had the majority in the state. And I think and they complain about, you know, why are people leaving the state? Well, I mean, that the young people, why would you stay in the state? I mean,
it's you, Dad. They're leaving because of you. I hope that's not the reason, at least in Kelsey's case. Opportunity called. There's less opportunity here. Come back, more devils. Lots of opportunity for your calls. 844-96-PARTY.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 51 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs level off around 80. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 50. Overcast skies. Temperatures a bit below average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the upper 50s to the low 60s. Chance for scattered showers Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 81.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
How could you do this to us after everything we've done for you?
I learned it by watching you.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. No pressure for you to call us at 844-967-2789.
And Dom, some exciting breaking news locally, although it's going to bother a lot of our conservative friends. Here's what I mean. Green Bay to host the 2025 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
Oh, those poor conservatives. How are they ever going to drink some watered down beer before? Again, I mean, don't worry, folks. There's still Coors Light.
So let's see what we got here. The NFL draft experience. This was stunning to me, Dom. Let me see. Where is it? The NFL draft has become one of the biggest, most anticipated sporting events of the year. Since 2015, more than 2.2 million fans from across the country have attended draft festivities in person. And the 2023 draft, which was held for 3 days, attracted 54 million viewers and 312,000 fans in person.
Wow.
In Kansas City.
100,000 a day, dude.
That is a party, brother.
Yeah. Green Bay, here we come.
We'll be partying in Titletown for the NFL draft. That'll be during the, the second Biden administration, we hope. Right? 844-967-2789. Karina from Milwaukee, a new friend. Welcome, Karina.
Hey, Karina.
Hi, guys. You know what? About the lawn, they actually... giving you tickets in Bayside, they drive around with with a ruler and actually measuring your grass. And if it's more than a certain, their understanding of a length, of a tallness of a grass, then they give you a ticket about $150. I got one once. Yes, swear to God, Bayside, Wisconsin. They drive on those little, like, a golf carts to the each lawn, and if they see that the grass is long, they will measure it.
Karina, who is the grass Nazi precisely? I mean, is there, like, a designee of the municipality writing out the your grass is too long tickets? Because that doesn't sound like a very good job to me.
Yeah, it's the village. It's a village. It's a Bayside village. Actually, Bayside considered to be Milwaukee County, even. So I don't know if it goes through a whole county or something. But this is ridiculous. Besides the point that they also charging and giving tickets to people when you don't clean a snow on your own driveway. I mean, come on now. Am I paying taxes for this? Can I please have my driveway in the snow? Who else is walking on my driveway but me?
Well, I could understand the driveway. Now, if you have the sidewalk, of course, going across your driveway, that should be plowed or cleared, don't you think?
No, we don't have a sidewalk.
Oh, there's no sidewalk. Why do they care then, Karina?
They don't want people to walk around who doesn't live in there. This is a political issue because they don't want the city water They don't want the sideways. They don't want bus stops anywhere near to Bayside or Macron or anywhere around it because the people doesn't want another people to come across the bridge and walk around.
So, Karina, if Dominic lived in your neighborhood, you'd be glad to have no sidewalks.
I can walk on the street, man.
Yeah, but people, I mean, even though we have at least once a year, we have an accident when in the night or a dark or a windy, stormy, whatever it is, people walk. They taking a walk, and the other people are driving, don't see them, and they hit them. We have a couple times killed people, like by branches. Like, you know, couples are walking around. There is no walk. They have to walk in the streets. Teenagers are driving, and it's in the middle of the evening and in the winter, and they don't see those people. So.
And it's dark, right? I mean, I was just in Bayside today, Karina. There's a bike path. There's no sidewalks, and there's very limited streetlights, if I recall correctly. So you drive around the village in the nighttime, right. Man. You don't know where you're going.
No, you're suicidal. I'm so suicidal. And about your comments on the job and the yes. Trump and general and Republican, listen, they concern about rich people who give them money for whatever they needed to go for vacation, for schools, for become a senator or a sit in the senator or whatever. For they just worried about the people who's giving them money, but not the people who are born disabled and need Social Security check. Not the people who's delivering babies as they made them to and have evict checks and they taking it away. Not about those people. They can go ahead and just disappear because there is no good out of those people except that they spending more money on the rallies to keep them at home, and they shouldn't walk at all. So we shouldn't walk, we shouldn't eat, we just should deliver the babies and shut up.
Yeah, that seems about like their plan, Karina. Thank you so much for the call. 844-967-2789. I like to push back, but I mean, it seems like a pretty good summary.
Shut up and dribble? Isn't that what they said to LeBron?
Have those babies and shut up.
844-967-2789. Dom. So the American economy, depending on who you ask, the state of Wisconsin economy doing quite well. And I think the, you know, Main Street bounce back grants, I think actually have inspired a lot of small businesses here in the state of Wisconsin. Perhaps the most encouraging thing that came out of the federal dollars here was the bounce back grants. Because I'm tired of seeing decimated main streets in my state. Because the Walmarts and the super centers, which get subsidized by my taxpayer dollars, because they never paid sufficient salaries or wages to their employees. But in the state of Wisconsin, we had like 5 Walmart super centers. And we were subsidizing each one by over $1 million a year for their employees to get social safety net benefits.
Right, they didn't were not pay them paying their employees a high enough wage, so then they would be qualify for safety net programs, and that costs money. So essentially, putting the cost of those employees on the taxpayer—it's like it's almost like socialism.
Well, Dominic, I went to 2 hardware stores over the course of the weekend. One owned by the rich guy that used to give Scott Walker a lot of money, probably got us thrown off the. Former lefty talker here in Madison, our criticism of, let's just call them Menards for namesake. But, you know, I went to the local shop, and I might have spent a few more bucks, but I somehow felt better going down to the local True Value Ace Hardware.
Hey, Ace is a place for me.
Come back. You're in the right place. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates. Hour 2 is next.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the ABC Civic Media.